You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Visit bpn.fm to discover more. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi, this is Paul Lazarus. In the 1980s, I produced and hosted a radio series called Anything Goes, a celebration of the American musical theater. Now the Broadway Podcast Network is bringing back these shows. This two-part look at the work of writers John Kander and Fred Ebb originally aired in 1986. The famous songwriters of Cabaret, Flora the Red Menace, and incredible special material for Liza Minnelli and Barbara Streisand spoke with me in my Manhattan apartment near Central Park West.
This is Anything Goes, a celebration of the American musical theater, past, present, and future. I'm your host, Paul Lazarus. Today, the first of two visits with songwriters John Kander and Fred Ebb. In the course of their more than 20-year collaboration, they've written the songs for 9 Broadway musicals, including Chicago, Zorba, The Act, Woman of the Year, and Cabaret.
What good is sitting alone in your room? Come hear the music play. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. Put down the knitting, the book and the broom. Time for a holiday. Life is a cabaret, old chum.
Composer John Kander sees little change over the years in the way he and Fred Ebb go about writing a score.
From the very beginning, we wrote the way that we do now, which is in the same room at the same time and improvising together, talking a long time before we start to write, and then improvising verbally and musically.
Fred Ebb, the lyricist, felt an immediate creative rapport with Kander.
I never sensed that a time came in our collaboration when we suddenly hit upon the way to collaborate. I think it was always there.
Start by admitting from cradle to tomb. Isn't that long a day? Life is a cabaret, old chum. Only a cabaret, old chum. And I love a cabaret.
Who brought the two of you together? How did that happen?
Tommy Volando, our publisher, did. We were both signed to him with other collaborations. We really didn't know each other, and Tommy, quite literally, as I remember, said, "I think you two guys should meet each other. I think you'd like each other." And we did, and we did, and we still do.
When you first met, do you recall initial impressions of each other?
No, I thought he was a nice fellow. And I had already seen Family Affair, so I knew, I thought he was a talented fellow. I just liked him, and we just sat down practically within an hour and started to write a song.
Here's Kander and Ebb's first song, Perfect Strangers, sung by John Kander.
We were strangers, perfect strangers, only yesterday. Two strangers meeting, pausing.
From their earliest days together, Kander and Ebb have written special material for performers. Ebb recalls how he got the idea for a number they wrote for Liza Minnelli.
I think most writers write, you know, if something funny happens, and they sort of store it away, or they hear a good thing, or, you know, they overhear somebody say something, and they say to themselves at least, gee, you know, that's a good idea for a song, that's a good title for a song. Especially in the early days when you're looking to make an impression. I think you tend to do that. And I had heard this story at some point in my life about this girl. And I think it was a true story. I don't know who told it to me. I know I knew it. And it was in the back of my mind. And Liza wanted a piece of material. And you sit there and you know, what can we write about? And up pops this notion. And when Johnny came over, I asked him if he thought that was a good idea for a song, and he said yes.
Gather around, I got a story to tell about a Manhattan lady that I know very well. She lives at Five Riverside, her name is Shirley DeVore, and she traveled round the world to meet the guy next door. Well, there was trouble inside apartment 29E, but Shirley's mother and dad were as upset as can be. They said, we hate to complain, dear, and we don't like to grouse, but you're nearly 32, you should get out of the house. You gotta ring them bells, you gotta ring them bells, you gotta make them sing and really ring them bells. It's such a happy thing to hear them ting-a-ling. You gotta ring them bells. Well, Shirley was 31, which she was loath to admit, and she had never been loved, which didn't thrill her a bit. And so she sat and she thought for hours on end, and said, I'll go to Chase Manhattan where I got me a friend. And so she borrowed a thou and called TWA and told her mother and dad that she was up and away. I'm gonna travel the continent a month, maybe two, and haul me home a huzz if it's the last thing I do. You gotta ring them bells, you gotta ring them bells, you gotta make them sing and really ring them bells. It's such a happy thing to hear them tingling. You gotta ring them bells. She
met a Londoner first, but they did not hit it off, 'cause every time she approached, he got a bronchial cough. And so she went to Madrid and met a handsome senor, but he liked to throw the bull and he was no matador. She also bombed out in Brussels, in Mallorca and Rome, till someone said, try Dubrovnik, dear, before you go home. 'Cause it's the kind of a town where you'll be likely to fall, and all the Tony Cognoscenti find the Balkans a ball. You gotta ring them bells, you gotta ring them bells, you gotta make them sing and really ring them bells. It's such a happy thing to hear them tingling. You gotta ring them bells. And so she went to Dubrovnik, and the very first day she met a guy on the beach who took her reason away. Yes, it was love at first sight and quite a beautiful scene. She said, my name is Shirley DeVore. He said,
I'm Norm Saperstein.
She said, are you from New York? He said,
that can't be denied. I've got a swell junior three at number 5 Riverside.
5 Riverside?
5.
5 Riverside Drive, New York City? That's 5. Where you live?
That's where I live. Can you imagine such a thing? He lives at my... I looked...
As if that wasn't enough, poor Shirley thought she'd gone deaf when he told her his apartment there was 29F.
Ding dong, ding dong, ding.
Yes, she was. E, he was F, and they had not even met, until she traveled the world to Yugoslavia yet. He'd always been right next door, and she would never have known. If she hadn't tried Dubrovnik, she might still be alone. Well, there's a morrow to mine.
Fred Ebb and John Kander at the piano. Soon after they met, Kander and Ebb wrote songs for a review called Put It in Writing, including a song called My Coloring Book. It didn't get into the show, but it went on to become their first hit, as recorded by Barbara Streisand.
These are the eyes that watched him as he walked away. Color them gray. This is the heart that thought he would always be true.
Producer Hal Prince gave Kander and Ebb their first break on Broadway when he hired them to write the score for Flora the Red Menace, a musical directed and co-written by the venerable George Abbott. Mr. Abbott lived up to his longtime reputation for theatrical savvy.
We would have a meeting every morning at the Ritz where he was staying in Boston and go over the changes for that day. And at one point he said, in the second act, I'm going to have Mary Louise at a particular spot, Mary Louise Wilson, come enter upstage left, cross in the middle of the stage and say, howdy, and that'll get a big laugh, and then exit downstage. Well, we all looked at our shoes, Hal included, because Mr. Abbott was in his 70s then, and we wanted to be very respectful, but obviously that was just silly. And he caught our mood, and he said, well, no, don't worry, it'll work. And that evening before the show, about 5 minutes, I think, before the show, literally, check with Mary Louise, he told her what she was going to do, and she was almost in tears because it was so unfunny and such a terrible idea, but she also...
such a long walk across the stage.
Well, needless to say, you know where the story's going to go. She walked on the stage, walked downstage, and said, howdy, got a huge laugh, and as she exited, she got applause.
Tell me tomorrow's gonna be peaches and cream. Assure me clouds are lined with a silver lining. Say how you realize an impossible dream. Sing me a happy song. Play me a madrigal about trips to the moon, or some old ballad all about two eyes shining. It can't be loud enough for a moment.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
Anything Goes with Paul Lazarus. That was Sing Happy from Flora the Red Menace, the 1965 musical with which Kander and Ebb made their Broadway debut. Another notable debut was made in that show by 19-year-old Liza Minnelli. Although she won a Tony for her performance, she almost didn't get the part at all.
We taught her something. I think it was a quiet thing. And she came up and auditioned with it. And I was sitting next to Mr. Abbott that day, taking his notes. The mere proximity of him gave me goose flesh. I just really idolized him. And I took his notes as to what he thought of everybody. And the stage manager came out and said, Liza Minnelli. And she started to walk across the stage to audition, and he has a very loud, I mean, it carries his voice. And he said, well, this is a waste of time. And you could see Liza visibly shudder. She had clearly heard it.
Under pressure from Kander and Ebb, George Abbott eventually changed his mind.
And he ended up so crazy about her. I can remember Mr. Abbott waltzing in with her birthday cake during a rehearsal, back in her dressing room all the time. Absolutely
mad
crazy.
About her.
When it all comes true, just the way you've planned, it's funny, but the bells don't. Quiet thing. when you hold the world in your trembling hand, you'd think you'd hear a choir sing. It's a quiet thing. There are no exploding fireworks. Where's the roaring of the crowd? Maybe it's the strange new atmosphere way up here among the clouds. But I don't hear the drums, and I don't hear the band. The sounds, I'm told, such moments spring. Happiness comes in on tiptoe. Well, what do you know? It's a quiet thing. A very
Hal Prince made a promise to Candor and Ebb while Flora the Red Menace was trying out in Boston.
He said, whatever happens when Flora opens, then the day afterwards we'll meet at my house and we'll start talking about the new show. And Flora opened and the reviews were not good, and at 4 o'clock in the afternoon we were at Hal's house talking about Cabaret.
Welcome and bienvenue, welcome. Fremde, étranger. Stranger, glücklich zu sehen, je suis enchanté. Happy to see you, bleibe rest to stay. Willkommen, bienvenue, welcome. Im Cabaret, au Cabaret, du Cabaret. Meine Damen und Herren, Mesdames et Messieurs, Ladies and Gentlemen, Guten Abend, bonsoir, good evening. Wie geht's? Comment ça va? Do you feel good? Ich bin euer Conferencier. Je suis votre compère. I am your host und sage willkommen, bienvenue, welcome. Im Cabaret, au Cabaret, du Cabaret.
Before writing the score for Cabaret, John Kander listened studiously to German popular music of the 20s, including the songs of Kurt Weill. Lotte Lenya, Weill's widow, was in the cast of the show.
Before we opened, I said to Lenya, listen, I know that the critics are going to accuse me of having written watered-down Kurt Weill, and that's not my intention, or nor has it ever been. And she, I remember she took my face in her hand. She said, no, no, it's not Kurt. It's Berlin. It's Berlin that we're doing out there.
Yeah.
And that made me feel better. So, And the critics did say it, but I really didn't care as long as she didn't feel that way.
For the sun will rise and the moon will set, and you learn how to settle for what you get. It'll all go on if we're here or not, so who cares, so what? So who cares, so what? When I was a girl, my summers were spent by the sea, so what? And I had a maid doing all the housework, not me, so what? Now I scrub up the floors and I wash down the walls and I empty the chamber pot. If it ended that way, then it ended that way, and I shrug and I say, so what? For the sun will rise.
The style of the musical Cabaret evolved gradually.
We started off originally just planning to have a series of Berlin songs, not performed by one person. We wrote a whole bunch of them, as a matter of fact. And then little by little, it became clear that we could get some strength out of having one person sing all of those songs. And then the MC's character was born.
If you could see else through my eyes, you wouldn't wonder at all. If you could see else through my eyes, I guarantee you would fall like I did when we're in public together. I hear society moan, but if they could see else through my eyes, maybe they'd leave us alone.
Joel Gray singing If You Could See Her from Cabaret, a song which became the focus of controversy when the show was in previews.
It's a song which Joel is dancing with this gorilla, and at the end of it, he says, and if you could see her through my eyes, she wouldn't look Jewish at all, which is a song I thought that we thought made its point very clearly. And the reaction among Jewish groups was terrible, as if we had said that Jews look like gorillas. I think that was...
Oh, they missed this. They missed the point.
They didn't know we were writing a deliberately anti-Semitic song to show how anti-Semitism was creeping into even cabaret life.
Right.
And the very real danger that Sally and Cliff were facing.
Ebb changed the lyric for Broadway, but Bob Fosse restored the original version in the movie of Cabaret.
Meine Damen und Herren, Mesdames et Messieurs, ladies and gentlemen, I ask you, is it a crime to fall in love? Can one ever choose where the heart leads us? All we ask is ein bisschen Verständnis, a little understanding. Why can't the world leben und leben lassen? Live und let. Oh, I understand your objection. I grant you the problem's not small. But if you could see her through my eyes, she wouldn't look Jewish at all.
Fred Ebb explained at a Lyrics and Lyricists series concert how one of their best ballads was added to the film version of Cabaret.
Bob Fosse came to us and asked us for a ballad for a particular moment. He described it to us, and we thought about it, and we both remembered a song that we'd written about 7 years before that. It was in the trunk. And we took it out and played it for him, and he liked it, and it got to be in the movie, even though it was really 7 years old. You weren't supposed to know that. Now you know.
Maybe this time I'll be lucky. Maybe this time he'll stay. Maybe this time, for the first time, love won't hurry away. He will hold me fast. I'll be home. Like the last time and the time before. Everybody loves a winner, so nobody loved me. Lady Peaceful, Lady Happy, that's what I long to be. Well, all the odds are there in my
Next week, during the second part of our conversation with Kander and Ebb, we'll hear about their work on Zorba, The Happy Time, 70 Girls 70, Chicago, Women of the Year, and The Rink. The most famous song written by this Broadway team comes ironically enough from a movie, but it celebrates the town in which they've made their mark as songwriters.
New York, New York, I wanna wake up in the city that doesn't sleep, to find I'm king of the hill, head of the list, cream of the crop at the top of the heap. My little town blues are melting away. I'll make a brand new start of it in old New York. If I can make it there, I'd make it anywhere. Come on, come through New York, New York.
You've been listening to part one of a two-part retrospective of the work of songwriters John Kander and Fred Ebb. Sound mixing by David Rapkin, associate producer Jeff London. Anything Goes Backstage with Broadway's Best is produced and hosted by Paul Lazarus. For more information and bonus materials, visit anythinggoespl.com. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to rate and follow us. Thanks for listening.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.